July 1st through 7th. Acts chapters 1 through 5. Ye shall be witnesses unto me. As you read Acts chapters 1 through 5 and seek the guidance of the Spirit, you will receive inspiration about what truths in the chapters will help your class members more fully rely on the Holy Ghost and be faithful witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. Invite sharing. There are many meaningful passages and principles in Acts chapters 1 through 5. One great way to discover which are the most valuable and relevant to members of your class is to let them tell you what stood out to them in their study. How will you invite this kind of sharing? It could be as simple as giving them a few minutes to find and share a verse from Acts chapters 1 through 5 in which they felt the voice of the Lord speaking to them.
Teach the doctrine. Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 8, chapter 2 verses 37 through 39, chapter 4 verses 1 through 16, and verses 31 through 33. Jesus Christ directs his church through the Holy Ghost. Reading about the experiences of the apostles can help your class members see how they can receive power and guidance from the Holy Ghost in their church callings. One way to review the experiences in Acts chapters 1 through 5 would be to write on the board, "The Holy Ghost can help me in my calling by," and then invite class members to search Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 8, chapter 2 verses 36 through 39, and chapter 4 verses 1 through 16 and verses 31 through 33, looking for ways to finish the sentence. Why did the apostles need the Holy Ghost? As a class, you can also explore how Jesus Christ directs his church in our day through the Holy Ghost. To do this, you could contact several class members beforehand and ask them to review the accounts in Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 8, chapter 2 verses 37 through 39, chapter 4 verses 1 through 16, and verses 31 through 33, and come prepared to share personal experiences that are similar to those of the apostles. For example, they could share about a time when the Holy Ghost helped them testify of a gospel principle or answer someone's question. What had they done to seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost? Acts chapter 1, verses 15 through 26. The apostles of Jesus Christ are called by God through revelation. It might help your class to note that new members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in the ancient church were called by revelation just as they are today. Consider inviting class members to explain how a business might go about choosing a replacement for an executive position, such as looking at educational background, experience, and so on. Ask them to contrast this with how the apostle Matthias was called in Acts chapter 1 verses 15 through 26. See also 1 Samuel chapter 16 verses 1 through 13. How might the quotation by President Gordon B. Hinckley in Additional Resources add to the understanding of class members? See also Russell M. Nelson, Sustaining the Prophets, from the Ensigner Liahona, November 2014. How does this knowledge affect our faith in the leaders the Lord has called? How have you gained your witness of modern apostles and prophets? Acts chapter 2 verses 22 through 47, chapter 3 verses 13 through 26, chapter 4 verses 5 through 12. We receive the blessings of the atonement as we live the first principles and ordinances of the gospel. How can those you teach find power and meaning in the simple truths Peter and John taught? Faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. One way might be to explore the importance of these principles and ordinances, sometimes referred to as the doctrine of Christ. See 2 Nephi chapter 31. You could bring 5 posters to class and write at the top of each poster one of the following aspects of the doctrine of Christ: faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, gift of the Holy Ghost, endure to the end. Divide the class into 5 groups and give each group one of the posters. Invite the groups to review the definition of the topic on their poster in Guide to the Scriptures or Preach My Gospel. Then they could review Peter's teachings in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 47, chapter 3, verses 13 through 26, and chapter 4, verses 5 through 12, and write on their posters examples of their assigned topic from the scriptures. How do these principles and ordinances of the gospel help us obtain the blessings of the Savior's atonement? What roles do these principles and ordinances play in Heavenly Father's plan of salvation? You could ask some full-time, recently returned, or ward missionaries to take a few minutes to explain how they have taught others about the doctrine of Christ using Lesson 3 in Preach My Gospel. Why is the doctrine of Christ the main message of our missionaries? How does someone who has already been baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost continue to apply the doctrine of Christ? Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 47. The Holy Ghost inspires us to act on what we learn. As class members study the scriptures at home and together in class each week, they may often feel pricked in their heart. See Acts chapter 2, verse 37. You may feel inspired to help them go a step further by asking, "What shall we do?" See Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Read Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 47 together, inviting class members to search for things this group of 3,000 people did as a result of Peter's invitation. Maybe they could also share ways they have acted on inspiration from their study of the Word of God. Then you might reserve time at the end of class for each person to ask themselves the question, "What shall I do?" and record their impressions. Acts chapter 3, chapter 4, verses 1 through 21, chapter 5, verses 12 through 42. As we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we can share the gospel with boldness. The account of Peter and John testifying of Jesus can inspire your class to not fear what others think as they share their witness of the gospel. What impresses class members about the boldness of Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, chapter 4, verses 1 through 21, and chapter 5, verses 12 through 42? What is the relationship between receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost and our ability to testify boldly? The accounts of these chapters are dramatized in the videos Peter preaches and is arrested, and Peter and John are judged, and Peter and John continue preaching the gospel on LDS.org. Class members might also have experiences to share when they or someone they know boldly defended or testified of the gospel. Encourage learning at home. Ask class members to think about how they would react if they knew that living the gospel could result in losing their lives. Tell them that in Acts chapters 6 through 9, they will read about someone who was willing to die for his faith.
Additional resources, Acts chapters 1 through 5, The Calling of a Member of the Twelve. Gordon B. Hinckley shared the following insights about the process of calling a new apostle. Quote, "The procedure is peculiar to the Lord's church. There is no seeking for office, no jockeying for position, no campaigning to promote one's virtues. Contrast the Lord's way with the way of the world. The Lord's way is quiet. It is a way of peace. It is without fanfare or monetary costs. It is without egotism or vanity or ambition. Under the Lord's plan, those who have responsibility to select officers are governed by one overriding question: whom would the Lord have? There is quiet and thoughtful deliberation, and there is much of prayer to receive the confirmation of the Holy Spirit that the choice is correct." End quote. From God is at the Helm, Ensign May 1994. Improving our teaching. Trust your leaders. Quote, "Your priesthood and auxiliary leaders want to help you succeed. Ask for their counsel as you strive to improve as a teacher and as you ponder the needs of those you teach." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 5.